Rededication, Elder Charles A. Callis, Charles A. Callis, Conference Report, October 1942, page 44. Throughout the precious message we received from the First Presidency, the spirit of Isaiah and Jeremiah, like a golden thread, was in evidence. A true prophet is never popular, because he reproves and denounces, with equal vigor and equal impartiality and justice, the iniquities of the rich and the unrighteousness of the poor. In this solemn and troubled hour there is an urgent need for the people everywhere to rededicate themselves to God, home, and country. The world is wandering in the wilderness because it is not baptized into the obedience that makes men free. We have been walking proudly, with assumed confidence, as though we were on adamant or the foundations of the world. Really we have been rolling along on parchment beneath which glowed a lake of fire. Lo, we have plunged into the inferno, this terrible inferno of war. Joshua, the great ruler in Israel, rededicated himself in this way: choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If this nation would refresh its soul with this reconsecration, if the world would awaken and free itself from the fearful enslavement of sin, then the peace of Christ would dawn upon the world, and men, instead of killing each other, would love and save their brothers. As I regard it, the home is the fundamental, essential unit of civilized society. For the instruction of our children we are depending too much on their Sunday schools, primaries, and other auxiliary associations, yea, and on the day school. We are willing that our children should receive instructions, much of them unknown to us, while we sit placidly by in our homes, and feel that the teaching of our children, thrown onto other shoulders, is a relief. This will end in disaster. The home is the place where character is formed and where faith in God is strengthened. Let us not delude ourselves. Let us not lay the flattering unction to our souls, that if we complain at rulers and leaders our duty is ended. Before God every father in Israel is a ruler in the sense of the Lord's definition of the spirit of the priesthood. A man is a ruler in his house, and he will be held accountable for the manner and the character of his rule. If in justice and love and patience he exercises his authority, having reverence for the dreams of youth, there will be no need for so many public exhortations on the word of wisdom, for liquor and other forbidden things will not be found in the home of one that ruleth well his own house. I believe that all evils are of a family. Immorality is a brother to drunkenness. With firm assurance we will magnify our calling and rededicate ourselves to the service of God. The general authorities of the church, stake presidents, and bishops hold dominion, righteous dominion, under the awful hand of God, and to him they are accountable for their overseership. God bless our country. God bless our homes. In properly conducted homes the children are builded up in character, in faith, in the principles of the gospel. A nation in which such training abounds shall increase in glory from day to day. The delight of such a nation will be not in shedding blood, not to conquer by might or physical power, but to conquer the world in the spirit of Christ along the lines of justice and mercy. And in the love of Christ we will walk under his banner and bring souls unto him whose glorious coming is nigh, and he will reign as King of kings and Lord of lords. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.